With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. What a day so far in the Middle East. At this hour, 7 of the hostages have been released. There are 13 more to go, and they should be released by Hamas within the next hour or so. The process of releasing the hostages from Gaza is underway. Hamas released the 7 to the Red Cross. They've now been handed over to the Israeli military. In the meantime, Professor Noah Eliakim-Raz, who is head of returning hostages unit at the Rabin Medical Center, says the recovery process for those hostages will require a team of specialists and bound to take quite a long time.
Doctor, a nurse, a psychosocial worker, a dietitian, and they all take care of one returnee, and that's the same team that will follow him in rehabilitation also. So continuation of care is something very important here. And the rooms, we try to make this place look as much home as we can.
And President Trump arriving in the region at this hour. He'll be speaking with a number of leaders throughout Israel and Egypt later in the day, where he'll be meeting with as many as 20 different people. In the meantime now, the Israeli military again has taken custody of those 7 hostages who have been freed by Hamas from captivity in the Gaza Strip. We do expect the other 13 to be released, we are told, within the next 45 minutes to an hour. The Israeli military said it had the 7 on hand. They have been reunited with some loved ones at this time and, of course, undergoing immediate medical checkups to find out what their needs may be after this time. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in New Jersey have issued a major warning.
The state legislature has voted to issue a, quote, reproductive health travel advisory. It will advise New Jersey residents that some other states ban or restrict abortion, a fact that the vast majority of Americans must certainly be aware of already. Critics also wonder why a New Jersey woman who can easily get an abortion in her home state would travel to another state to terminate her pregnancy in the first place. Some call the legislature's action a kind of liberal virtue signaling. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court is taking the American justice system back to its original purpose. For some years, the court had followed what people on the left call a living reading of the Constitution, which holds the document should be adapted to changing cultural norms in the country. The current court is adopting originalism, which aims to enforce the constitutional principles understood by those who ratified it. This is SRN News. Public policy experts are warning that America has an aging problem. Now, economist Stephen Moore says shifting demographics and AI will transform the workforce. President Trump plans to support U.S. workers by promoting skills, training, and education, but Moore says there's something else.
I think it is a good thing that Trump wants to get the workers ready for the jobs of the future. Why aren't the schools doing that? Why aren't universities doing that? Why aren't the colleges doing that? We spend $1 trillion a year on this stuff. And what are the schools doing? Teaching, about, gender equity issues and things like that have nothing to do with really getting our workers, ready.
And he stresses the critical importance of valuing work at skilled blue-collar and tech jobs. Officials say 11,000 Americans retire every day, but only 8,000 enter the workforce. More details at srnnews.com.